Well, the opioid epidemic has claimed more lives in Ohio than any other state. The attorney general there filed a lawsuit against five drug companies last week, accusing them of misleading doctors and patients about the dangers of opioids. But the problem goes well beyond the doctor's office, as more people are ordering drugs on the internet and having packages of fentanyl delivered to their doors. Nick Castell of Here Now contributor WCPN IdeaStream reports.
At the Lake County Crime Laboratory in Painesville, Ohio, analysts test drug samples from police searches and overdose scenes. The opiates come in all forms, in powder, in rocks, and in syringes. Forensic analyst Bill Kubek runs the substances through a machine called a gas chromatograph mass spectrometer. He says it's like a big oven. It helps him determine what's in the samples.
If there's multiple things in that powder, say heroin and fentanyl, it'll separate those out.
These are potent drugs, and lab workers here take precautions against direct contact.
We wear gloves at all times when we're handling evidence. We wear masks to make sure we don't breathe in anything, any powders that go up into the air.
The overdose antidote Narcan is kept on hand, just in case. The supervisor of chemistry and toxicology at the lab is Douglas Rohde. He recalls a time not long ago when he worked 20 days straight to keep up with the caseload.
Our numbers have just gone through the roof for drug submissions.
Heroin and the usual fentanyl aren't the only drugs coming through the lab anymore. Now, Rohde's lab and others across Ohio are detecting new alternative forms of fentanyl. Rohde says he cannot tell by examining a drug where it was made, but there's evidence at least some of the substances, he says, are coming in the mail from overseas.
We have had submissions here where the return label is Hong Kong, and we know that individuals are ordering the drugs directly from China.
I get a call probably two or three times a week from our postal folks saying, hey, we got another package. It's this synthetic drug this time. It's this derivative of fentanyl.
Joe Pinu is a prosecutor with the Northern District of Ohio U.S. Attorney's Office. A report from the Drug Enforcement Administration last year identified chemical labs in China as the primary source of fentanyl sent to North America. Some shipments go directly to the U.S. Some travel first to Mexico or Canada before being smuggled across the border. The amount of fentanyl processed in U.S. crime labs grew 65% from 2014 to 2015, according to the DEA. With authority to oversee customs and the border, Homeland Security investigators don't need a warrant to open international packages. Still, Pinu says tracking mailed fentanyl can be difficult.
You know, you would think it would be easy, right? It's in the mail. We kind of control the mail. We control the delivery of the mail. But it's so voluminous. If you think of just the normal packages that come to the United States on a daily basis from a country like China that's producing all the things that they produce, it's not easy.
This year, two Northeast Ohio men were charged in connection with fentanyl shipments from overseas, and an Akron man received a 20-year prison sentence after pleading guilty to charges that included fentanyl distribution. Prosecutors said he ordered it from China and sold a quantity that caused a fatal overdose. Steve Francis is the acting special agent in charge of Homeland Security investigations in Michigan and Ohio. He says the overseas deliveries are going to a wide range of people.
What we've seen thus far in Ohio is, you know, I mean, all the above. I think we've seen users, we've seen sellers, we've seen transnational criminal organizations that are ordering them.
According to DEA numbers, Ohio crime labs reported seeing more fentanyl than labs in any other state. It's a phenomenon that puzzles law enforcement, says Joe Pinu with the U.S. Attorney's Office.
That reasoning still escapes us. Like, why Ohio is number one? More fentanyl overdose deaths, more seizures, more of the synthetic stuff that's coming in across the mail. Like, really, Ohio, and especially Northeast Ohio, is really ground zero for the fentanyl problem right now.
Overdose deaths involving fentanyl surged last year in Cuyahoga County, home to Cleveland. The county medical examiner reports cases in which it's mixed with heroin or cocaine. Deaths in 2017 are projected to exceed last year's numbers. For Here and Now, I'm Nick Castell.
And you're listening to Here and Now.